as the remnants of what was Hurricane Irma draw closer to the area, we'll see more clouds, an increased chance for rainfall, and also an increasing level of humidity over the next couple of days. Now, I do want to point out that these remnants from Irma are much weaker and also far more disorganized than when the storm came ashore as a hurricane earlier this week. And so far today, we've done a pretty good job of holding off on some of that moisture. High pressure and dry air in place has at least provided some protection from the clouds and that threat for rainfall, but I can't rule out a passing shower in spots over the next few hours into the night. Otherwise, it's a nice mild afternoon. Temperatures are up around 80 degrees. The humidity levels are still relatively low, but we're starting to see that more humid air make a run into the area, so plan for a muggier night ahead. Now, with more clouds around tonight and that chance for a shower, fog will not be as widespread as it was the past couple of nights, but if the clouds thin for a little while, then there is potential for at least a few areas of fog to form. So a bit of fog around tonight, otherwise a passing shower. It'll be muggy with lows running generally in the 50s to right around 60 degrees. So we'll move into the day tomorrow with some areas of fog early. Those will tend to burn off. We'll see more clouds than today as the kind of core of this disorganized remnant from Irma does draw closer. So we'll see clouds and the chance for showers, maybe even a couple of thunderstorms at times. The most likely window for rain will be during the warmest part of the day. So basically from about mid-afternoon through early evening. But even outside of that window, there is the chance that we see some rainfall. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the 70s and it will be muggy, so noticeably more humid than today. We'll keep that same forecast here on Friday with clouds, some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a fairly moderate level of humidity. And heading into the weekend, the remnants mainly move away at that point, but there's still a little energy left, and there could just be a pop-up isolated shower on Saturday, but most areas look to stay dry. A quick check on Jose this afternoon, which is somewhat disorganized. The storm is about 500 miles south of Bermuda. It's expected to pass to the northwest, which will put it between the Bahamas and Bermuda over water through Saturday. And then the Hurricane Center forecast does turn the storm to the north for Sunday into Monday, putting it between Bermuda and the east coast of the United States. We'll keep an eye on that in the coming days, but many projections do take the storm out to sea, but it's still in a place where we'll keep an eye on it. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a passing shower with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a passing shower with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with a passing shower, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy with a passing shower, areas of fog, low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, muggy with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, highs in the 70s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with an isolated shower with highs near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.